Blog Talk Radio, what's going on? It's your boy Dre, and we welcome you to the podcast for the brothers. We are live on your Blog Talk Radio, and if you're listening to us on the next day, then that means you reached us on either your Apple Podcast or you reached us, on your iHeart Radio podcast. But either way you tuned in, whether you're live or whether you're listening, I'm so glad to have you on board, and I'm so glad to have you in the building all the way from the DE. And we definitely wish my brother was on tonight, and unfortunately he's not, but we thank God for him. My brother Javon is in the building also, and we thank him for listening on tonight. Even though he's not here in the building with us, we miss you, bro. And while we're waiting on the third bro to come on board from the DMV, we are definitely excited to have Maurice as our other co-host on the show. So we're excited to have you guys on board tonight. And I think she on board. We got a special guest co-host tonight for the night show. Jay Wills is back in the building. Jay Wills, you in the building?
Hello.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. How are y'all this evening?
Hey, we are excited to have you in the building on tonight. We're excited to have you as a guest co-host on tonight. Definitely expecting great things. Staff is always on board. Our fans are always excited to have our guests in the building. And we definitely enjoyed the last time you were here. So we're excited to have you back. Like I said, while we wait on the brothers to jump on board, let's we can dig into some hot topics. There's a lot going on. Football player Damar Hamlin has been released from the UC Medical Center. He's been transferred to Buffalo Hospital. He was watching the game with his family, sent a heart picture, letting the team know that he was cheering them on. The Bills definitely won the game that night. This is a big thing for me. It's definitely a big thing. It was good to see the brother actually doing well. It was good to see the brother actually getting better, and when you're dealing with heart issues, it's a day-by-day journey, but we definitely still wishing him much success. Did you get a chance to actually see any of this coverage?
I did. I seen a little bit of it. I made a post about it because, it aired live, so it was a hard thing to watch, honestly. But all I can say is thank God that the young man pulled himself together and pulled through. And thank God, we had the nation was praying for him, So yeah, definitely believe in miracles. That was a miracle to watch right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. The number of people that jumped on the field to begin working on him was definitely a blessing in disguise itself. I tell everyone, any sport that you do is not a hazard, but it's dangerous nonetheless for any sport that you do. Yeah. And football, basketball, it doesn't matter. It's all a very every day they go on the field, or they go in the wrestling ring, or they go in the boxing ring. They're putting their life on the line. And I really hope the people, the fans especially, I hope that we are understanding that, the people that we're rooting for are risking a lot for us. Dr. Dre says, I seen today that Dr. Dre has went in on Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, threatening her with legal action for exploiting his music to promote her diverse and hateful political agenda. Dre's lawyer Howard King sent a letter off to Green saying that Dre did not, will not, and will never grant her permission to broadcast or disseminate any of his music. Looked like she posted a video of her walking to the house on Monday using Dre's song Still D-R-E as the music bid, and Dre took very big offense to this. What do you feel about that?
I would feel some type way, honestly. If I'm not promoting music, excuse me, but if I have music that's out there that's been, going on for decades and, because real artists are very sensitive about their work. So if I'm putting out work or if I had put out good work, I don't want no negativity put behind it.
Absolutely.
And, especially if it's not coming from a good place. So I wouldn't be okay with that.
Definitely
okay with that.
Yeah,
what do you think about that though? Because you're a very musical man, How would you feel if, you put your music out there and somebody uses your music and not in a good way?
I mean, for me, I'm with Dre. It depends on who's using it. I mean, especially coming from the likes of this political figure, just really, really, she's very arrogant. She never has the people at heart. And I really feel like a lot of people don't think that rappers or even music people, for that matter, pays attention to what's going on in the political scene. But when you are going through, the different hell that you're going through, and you're raising hell on the cabinet floor, I definitely don't want my music attached to you. So I'm with you on that. I definitely would have my lawyer on board too. Speaking of music, Coachella, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I was agreeing with you. Like, I feel you.
Yeah. Speaking of music, Coachella released the 2023 lineup. It includes Bad Bunny, Black, Frank Ocean, and more. I did get a chance to see the entire lineup. Either I'm old or I'm lost. But they got Bad Bunny, they got Gorillaz, they got Burna Boy, Pusha T, Test Pilot, I can't even read half of this. Idris Elba is going to be there. Beanie is going to be there. Jamie Jones, Youngblood, Roselia, if I pronounce that right, Suicide Boy, Kid Lardy, Underworld, Snail Mail, I don't even know who that is, Hot Since 82, Frank Ocean, Bajort. Either I'm old, for real, or I'm just lost, and I want to just say I'm lost. Half these people I never heard of. Coachella, forgive me for not knowing who half these people are. I know who Lotto is, and I know who Willow is, and Glorilla. But at the end of the day,
I don't know these other people.
I mean, for what you charge, I'm going to need to see a banger for what y'all charge at Coachella.
I know. Like, the only person I really heard was Idris.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
I think Bad Bunny I know because he kind of did a wrestling stunt for a minute, and Bad Bunny's been in the news recently as being gay because he kissed one of his background singers the other dude did, whose name just ain't in my head right now. Besides August Alsina, but the one, the other one who did it, that rode his horse to the Old Town Way, Lil Nas X. So Bad Bunny's been, Bad Bunny's been in the news for that lately. Frank Ocean, of course, we all knew Frank Ocean. I really want to say this looked like a LGBTQ event this year, but I'm really not trying to be rude like that. But I'm just saying, everybody know Frank Ocean, a tornado flew through his window and he was thinking about you.
Yeah.
But I mean, for what I've seen, I don't know who Blackpink is, but I've seen Coachella rates for this year because, we have a ticket. I own a ticket agency and we got the ticket prices. And for what Coachella charges for ticket prices, I'm going to need to see more people that people know.
People that we know.
Yeah, this is crazy. Like, you know, I don't understand this. I'm a little upset with this lineup. I was definitely thinking something stronger. When was the last time Frank Ocean had an album? You know, you can't go from Beyonce to Frank Ocean. That's all I'm saying. I mean, he's worked with some bangers, but, you know, the last Coachella had some heavy hitters, and it's like, y'all, you know, like, y'all went from sugar to shit. I mean, I'm going to need y'all to get that handled. I don't understand things.
Not sugar to shit.
It went from sugar to shit. I mean, like, I don't know what to tell them. Like, this messed me up. I ain't gonna hold you.
I gotta use that one.
Listen, I learned it from my granddad. Meg Thee Stallion, they got new photos showing her bloody foot in the gun in the SUV after the Tory Lanez shooting. I don't know if feet look like this after a bullet go in it, because I ain't never been shot. But, that's all I can say.
That girl's feet was already busted.
Okay. I just want to make sure it wasn't just me, because I was like, okay, you know, like Meg, baby, Meg, you know, like, I see the gun.
Them some manly feet.
Listen, and they need some lotion, you know, but they got the pictures up on the internet now, and it's, everything is going through, and we definitely, you know, I'm glad she won the case, you know what I mean, because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you shoot somebody, and you should deal with it, I'm just saying, her feet was, her feet was busted, like, you can't be rapping about people licking on these feet when these feet look like I'm scrubbing dish pans with them. I'm gonna need you to get this together, Meg. Listen, it's 2023. Y'all know I'm hitting hard this year. Like, this is crazy. I mean, you see the blood splattered all over the vehicle, all on the gold suitcases and everything. And brother, you did it. You know, I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, if you did it, you did it, Tori. But dang, man, like, you know, you couldn't tell that chick put some Vaseline up on them grills before you walked around with them things. Jesus. Yeah, so, you know, Tori's family's upset. You know, Dad gave a whole speech outside the courtroom. I'm gonna start bringing up audio footage on here. But, you know, Dad gave us a whole militant speech outside the courtroom.
A whole mouthful.
It was upsetting to him that his son might be shooting back overseas after this is all said and done. But I believe this. I believe, you know, if you do the time, if you do the crime, you got to do the time, period.
I don't think he did it.
You don't think
I don't.
He did
it?
So you thought somebody else was next to them down there sellers?
Honey, first of all, why would Kelsey have gunpowder on her hands as well?
Well, that's a good point.
And she pleaded fifth. She pleaded fifth through everything. Every question, I plead the fifth. So what they did was they made it where as though even if this girl incriminated herself, she wouldn't be able to get locked up anyway. So it sounded like Tori sat there and took the charge for this girl. And Meg did so much lying before the case. It's like, all right, who really knows what happened? But just in my opinion, and what I heard as far as the court and the case and stuff, it sounds like Kelsey did it, because what would Tori have to gain by shooting that girl, even if it was accidental? You know what I mean?
They got an audio going on right now that just says Tori said to Kelsey through the audio footage that he was just drunk and he didn't know what was going on and he never did nothing like that. Don't understand what was going on, but right now that's not going to make anything right. It's not going to make his actions right, and that he was sorry for what happened. He said when he got to the house, he assured you off the top, they gave him like 5 shots off the door when he got to the party, that was, and then he was out of there. He also said he forgot what the argument was about before the shooting, but apparently he admitted the joint.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. And it also sounded like to me that like they were so drunk. He don't know if he shot her or not himself. He probably just apologizing for something he didn't do. I've apologized for things that I didn't do just to save face.
I feel you. Our boy Maurice is on the building from the DMV. What do you think about this, Maurice?
Not anymore. DMV is over. Baltimore is where it's at. Charm City.
Hey.
Hey. He went from Chocolate City to Charm City. Watch it.
City.
Hey.
My thoughts about this whole case is now, I know Jay said she don't believe he did it. I don't have a dog in this fight. I feel like if he was too drunk to take up for someone that's crazy. But I also feel like, what was the purpose of shooting her in the foot? I mean, at least he shot her in the foot. I feel like at least he didn't shoot her somewhere where it was.
Oh, at least he shot her in the foot?
At least he shot her in the foot. I also have sympathy. She shouldn't have gotten shot at all, but at least it was her foot. Maybe he was so drunk he missed where he aimed off. I don't know. At least he was shot in the foot. I don't know. These celebrities are weird. Celebrity life is weird. We see that now with everything that's coming out about celebrities. It's just weird. They're weird people. They're weird.
So
I don't understand why people want to be celebrities.
Y'all think he pulled a quick on her before he shot at her? You think he pulled a quick on her? Like, you think he gave her a warning? It was like, I'll shoot you in your pinky toe, but he missed the pinky toe and hit the heel?
Oh, my God.
Oh, like that could have happened.
Oh, my God. No, I don't think that's what happened. What I think happened was he had shot some warning shots because from what the reports say that it got really heated between Kelsey and Meg. They were fighting, and they were fighting like rapid dogs, and it was hard to break them up and stuff. Because, you know, Meg is a big girl. Like, she's tall. And not only is she tall, she's thick. She's thick. So
yeah.
Kelsey ain't that big. So I think that he shot some warning shots, and it ricocheted off the ground and hit her in her feet. That's what I truly think. But like I said, the other part of me felt like Meg was whooping that girl's ass, and that girl went and got that gun out the truck, and Tori tried to stop her, and she started shooting because how else would you have gunpowder on your hand, sis? And I think when he went to go grab the gun from her, he probably shot a couple of times. But either way, the girl got shot. It's not right that she got shot, but I really in my heart feel like Tori is taking that charge because he's not going to sit there and throw a woman under the bus. That's just not a good look, being a celebrity.
So let's ask this then. If you were a celebrity and this wasn't your charge, this wasn't your body, you know, and as a man, you know, it was like it's either, you know, I can take the hit for her or, you know, you just going to have to take this hit because I can potentially be deported. Which one would you do?
Who want to answer that question first?
Say that again.
Or was it X to me?
So if the situation was you, you know, and you could potentially be deported behind this charge, and this happened to you, and let's say it just so happened that, you know, the girl you was with, she was the one who actually fired the shot. You know, but you was in the car. Would you actually take a charge for somebody else knowing you could potentially be deported?
No, not at all. I wouldn't even take a charge for my own family. You did it. You did it. Why am I going to go to jail for the rest of my life? Why am I going to jail for the rest of my life? Or why am I going to... Really? Now, y'all better fess up. You better stop talking.
I mean,
you better hurry up.
I've already done it. I've already had experience. I was 17 when I got charged, but I was 18 when I got convicted. And I had the choice to tell. I could have told,
but I didn't tell because I think we all know the saying, snitches get stitches. So in my 17-year-old mind, I'm like, all right, I'm not telling because either one of two things. I can tell, get out of jail, and I got people looking for me and threatening me and my family, or I can just take the charge since it's my first charge and just take it on the chin because I'm not going to tell. And I chose not to tell. But now I'm a mom. I'm telling on everybody. You better do nothing dumb in front of me and get caught. I'm telling. You're going to jail.
Okay. So if it was now, you would have said, you know, this ain't me. That hoe had the gun. She shot. And,
baby.
You know. Okay. Yeah, I'm with both of y'all. I'm not questioning. You ain't got question me. I am way. No. Me and Jill don't see
eye
to
eye.
Look like we belong together.
No, not in my house.
Listen, how you doing, Your Honor? What's my name, bitch? She did it. I'm with Bernie Mac
here tonight. He's telling.
Listen. You want me to take a charge? First of all, ain't no coochie that good.
Okay.
And I can be deported back to a place that don't even like criminals. Oh, no, sir.
Right.
No, sir.
Choke on it.
Where is he getting deported to?
He's from.
Oh my.
Tory Lanez is from where? Is it Jamaica?
Canada.
Or
Canada.
They only like black folks.
Did
you
say Africa?
I know one of them. Africa. Yeah, he's from Canada. Because his daddy sounded like he was from Africa. His daddy was outside the courtroom saying, this is an injustice. And the prosecutor, that sounded like he was from Ghana to me.
But you do understand that.
Stop, you sound so racist.
Yeah.
Shout out to my African brothers and sisters. My brother. Mother sucker.
Well, I got a hot topic.
All right, what's up?
So Prince Harry has been talking lately, and he's causing quite a stir in the royal family.
Yes.
And people want to know why him and Meghan have not given up their royal titles. They're not about to give up their royal titles. Especially one of them is born into it.
First of all, I ain't giving up my royal title for nobody. I gave up my house.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then on top of giving up my house, I didn't pretty much gave you my freedom my whole life.
Right.
I'm like Tina. I work too hard to give up my name.
Right.
No, that's
but right. he's causing quite a stir because he's telling it all. He's telling it all. And you know how the Brits are. They cannot, you know, they already didn't like Meghan.
True that. So
they didn't like her. And so now it's coming out. But it's funny how it had to take them leaving the royal family to step down from their position for them to come out and say, this is what we experienced. This is what we're going through. And I think that being
in
that position. There,
he would have stayed there to say that. Y'all wouldn't have seen Prince Harry or Meghan.
Right. I mean, even to the point of being concerned about the skin tone of their children. Like, are they going to be dark, fair skin? But if you look at Meghan, she's not dark skin, she's very fair. Her mother is not even dark skin. So in and of itself, like, saying that about the child, the children, that's very just very telling about the ideology of the British monarchy. People from other countries, like, it's just interesting about how racism is so deep inside of families, but this one in and of itself is very telling about the royal family, how Harry had issues with his brother and his sister-in-law and his stepmother. So he's really, like, spilling the tea. Like, I mean, whenever he's spilling tea, honey, they didn't even have enough crumpets to eat with that tea.
I think they put him through the most, though, because they're saying
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just saying that because, you know, he's writing a book and stuff, or he already wrote the book or it's already out or something like that. And it was said that he's been always treated differently because of the fact that he's not Prince Charles's real son.
Right.
That's Princess Diana's son. And he comes from a... Yeah, he comes from a scandal. He comes from a supposedly another man. So he's always been treated differently.
That's the other thing. And that's the other thing that they're trying to dispel. So this is getting interesting, but you can tell they're not used to the type of scandals like this because, honey, if in a African-American household, if you're somebody else's son, everybody knew.
I know that.
Okay. Everybody knew. Little John. Oh, that's Little Johnny. You know who
Little
Johnny Daddy is. You know, that's not.
That's John.
Right.
You know, she named him after that man. That's not even his baby.
Uh-huh. Right. But it's telling of where the British monarchy is going since Queen Elizabeth died, because since she has, when you look at the monarchy, which I am very fascinated by the monarchy. I was originally going to be a history teacher because I love to hear the stories of Henry the Eighth and all those things about how stuff started. And it's very telling about how they keep things inward and they don't let the world too much into their business. This is going to be different with King Charles because I don't think Queen Elizabeth played that. I don't think that she allowed the press to really be in her family. Like, this is going to be different with Charles, though, King Charles. I'm interested in seeing how he's going to respond, how they're going to respond, and what they're going to do concerning this tell-all book. Because he and Meghan have a documentary, and now he has a book. But it's always that young influence that comes over.
I'm definitely here for it. I'm definitely here for it. I do believe that, to me, I just feel like, you know, once you did the documentary, I mean, all you got left is the tell-all book. So, in my eyes, especially, I just feel that, you know.
It's scandalous.
It definitely is. And I think they were waiting for the queen to die. Just so they can get some things off their chests, you know what I mean? You know, to me, you know, ain't no hitman bigger than Queen Elizabeth. But I feel like, you know, you gotta look at the situation for what it was, and I feel that to me, now that the queen is gone, I can now speak my truth, and I can say what I've been dying to say for a long time. I mean, people only gonna take but so much, and the amount of disrespect to me that that Meghan took, and that in even that the prince has taken, you know, it's, you know, whether he's the full blown child or the bastard child, you know, either way I'm still royalty, you know, and so for you to treat me like, you know, for you to treat me like dirt, like, you know, this ain't the King James time, this ain't, you know, and you know the queen was around when King James was
around. But not even just them,
they're kids now. Yeah. Right, and then that's the part that really bothers me, is that you're not just treating me like dirt, you're treating my children like dirt.
Right. That's a different ball game.
Altogether.
And it's all because it's the color of their skin.
Facts. And ain't no sister on this.
All because the color of their skin.
But it goes back to the monarchy, you know, dealing with racism, rape. And when you look at it, though, but you do understand within the monarchy, they are related at some point because when you do the genealogy, so Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip were third cousins, if I'm not mistaken. They were cousins. And so there was relations, but it's always been in the monarchy, these incestuous relationships or these relations where cousins married cousins because it was the right thing. Did you marry into your family to keep the bloodline
inside
going.
The family.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no,
at
no,
some
no,
point,
no,
even
no.
even Meghan and Harry are relate distantly related.
That's another thing. That's nasty in itself too. That's nasty.
But it's
like,
perpetuated
I guess they figure keep
generation.
The money in the family, keep the royalty in the family.
Yeah.
But I mean, and I think that's another reason why they're so pissed off with the prince, because at the end of the day, he was like, you know, I'm not putting my royal penis, you know, into the peasants of the family.
Right.
Because if you notice, they go down to like the second and the third and fourth generations, which means you ain't even royalty as cousins. You just cousins.
Right. But they do that. So, if you do your history, and I'm not saying it's right, but if you do your history, do some research, it was always these huge cousins marrying into each other, families marrying into each other. And I'm not talking about like, this family is the Johnsons, and this family is the Smith, and they were just separate. No, it was like, you the Johnsons, but we first cousins. But we third cousins. We the Johnson third cousins. So it's interesting when you think about it. I'm ready for our topic. Y'all ready for the topic tonight? I think it's going to be pretty good.
I'm ready for the topic tonight. Y'all ready for the topic tonight?
I'm definitely ready for the topic tonight. But just before we get started, can I say something real quick?
Yes.
It's a part of, you know, the current events. I just want to say rest in peace, you know, Gangster Boo, and prayers up to her family. And prayers up to Master P and his family as well, because I don't know if y'all seen it. Him and his son been going back and forth on social media about his sister and the passing of Switch from Ellen DeGeneres Show.
P gave a shout out to Switch, and he talked about, you know, suicide.
Oh yeah.
And Romeo didn't like that too much. I did understand his point of view, but I think he took it the wrong way. But I'm glad to see that they're at least trying to heal and patch up their relationship as father and son.
Yeah.
But it's just ridiculous, because it's spilled over to the internet, and they start going into like family details. Now we don't really hear too much about little Romeo's mother, and now this lady is all out in the blogs and stuff, you know, all their family business just put out there because of one disagreement, or not even just one disagreement, but I just hate when people get so upset that they got to take everything to social media.
Right.
Romeo's mom has been waiting for an opportunity for her voice to be heard, because at the end of the day, you know, she got a lot of stuff with her. And I just feel like she's been trying. I think to me, she's been patiently waiting for that chance for her voice to be heard, and for her to almost be relevant. When at the end of the day, you know, sis, like, no matter what, you still won't be relevant in this case or in this matter.
Right.
I don't know what else to say. Like, you ain't been relevant the whole time. And then you got mad because you killed your kid. You killed your relationship with your kid. So you can't blame, you know, everybody else for your issues. And the daughter, you know, like, if we go back to was that the 90s, I think it was, or the 80s, when the dad was like, you know, where did you learn this from? And the son said, I learned it by watching you, all right? I learned it by watching you. Like, at the end of the day, like, the girl learned it by watching you, mama.
That's a tall act.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, she need to sit that ass back down, or whatever her name is. She needs to sit that ass back down and be okay with a couple of things. And one of the things you got to be okay with, because a lot of the family hell didn't start with Master P. It started with you.
Her name is Romeo's mom.
Bam. There it is. Romeo's mama.
Boom.
Her name is what?
Romeo's mama.
Romeo's mom. That's her name.
That's her name?
That's what we
that's
said
they,
it
that's
is.
That's how they address it.
Romeo's mom.
Yeah, that's
Romeo's
how they address
mom.
It.
Well,
then I just say, I don't know that lady's name.
Her name is Sonya.
Lady's name.
Her name is Sonya. Sonya
that's
knows.
I'm about to say.
That's it.
Yeah, I throw it out there.
Baby.
I'll throw it out there. She ain't been relevant since Material Girls and Kitchen Accomplished. She good.
You know what? Next topic. Let's go on into the topic, you guys. It was great start going on Sonya.
Listen, if those who are listening, if you want to weigh in on tonight's topic, you can definitely feel free to call in 319-527-6083 on the guest line, 319-527-6083 on the guest line for those who are interested in weighing in on tonight's topic. I wasn't going to go in on Sonya, I promise. I was just saying she wasn't relevant.
Yeah, you were. Come on, people, call in because we would love to hear y'all's thoughts and opinions. Let's get it.
And you never know. You calling in might make you might get you a guest spot to co-host the show. That's what Jay Mills did. Jay Wills did. She killed it. All right. Our topic today is homie, lover, friend. That's our topic today. Can you be friends with your ex-lovers, and if so, what boundaries are needed for this to be successful? Now, you know, it's a lot of issues going on with friends and ex-lovers, even in celebrityism. If you look at what's going on in the celebrity world, you know, we got two Jennifer Afflecks now, so that's causing a whole issue. You now got Mariah trying to get so cussy as the kids because Nick don't have enough, in her words, Nick don't have enough time, you know, but she was friends with some of his other baby mamas. I just feel, to me, I feel like you can be friends with exes, but I also feel like there has to be a line drawn to what we will and what we will not accept when it comes to this friendship. Now, I'll say this, especially as it relates to children, I feel like the codependency or the co-parenting is needed. I feel that it is essential. And I feel that as parents, we should be able to be friends in order for our children's lives and the relationship that we have with our children to be at the top of its game. However, I feel like there needs to be a line established to, you know, we friends, but we not friends to the point that, you know, you because you horny tonight, you getting some. And I feel like if you don't have, and this is probably going to be the most rated R I'll be on this show, but I feel like if you don't have proper dick control or you don't have proper coochie control, then I feel like you don't need to try to be friends with somebody, especially if you got Sean Paul syndrome and you still in love with them. Like you got to know, like, you know, if this ain't something you can handle, this ain't a game you should play with. And I'm very big on that, because if I can't play with the game and temptation comes, I will fall into divers temptation. And the worst thing you can do, especially if you got a good person in your life, is lose the best thing you got because you wanted to go back to last week's garbage. That's where I stand at. Maurice, come on with it.
Talk about it.
So I agree with you. I do believe that people can be friends with their exes, but I think it also plays into how did the relationship end. There are some people that cannot be friends with their exes because it was too tumultuous. It was a very bitter breakup. And so we understand that. I'm not saying you don't have to be friends with your exes. Some people choose not to be friends with their exes because I think residual feelings still exist. I think you can be friends with your exes, but you have to make what are the boundaries we're establishing? What are our non-negotiables? And if one of us gives a relationship, again, what is negotiable with that? Because if we're exes and I get mad at you because you're dating someone else, I'm gonna look at Skyda because you're supposed to be my friend. We closed that chapter. We're not dealing with that chapter. So now you upset with me because I'm in a relationship with someone, and you act as if I did something wrong. But am I supposed to be? I'm supposed to be happy. I'm supposed to move on. We're not together anymore. We're not a couple. We don't. And I do agree with you. Crossing boundaries sexually is one of the major things that exes should not do, because then it brings up those old feelings, those old how we felt. I don't care how sexually frustrated you are. We're friends now. So that's just something we cannot do. So we have to be careful with crossing boundaries. There's another thing, but I'm going to let Jay Wills handle this one. I'm going to let her take it. I found out I'm going to add to it.
Listen, so I've been sitting here just thinking and thinking and thinking, and my answer straight up is no. No, 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 no. We not, ain't no way. Ain't no way. I don't, because this is my thing here. To me, it's just inappropriate. Y'all had intimate moments. Y'all had intimate conversations, sex involved, maybe even children. But I'll get to that part later, because children is when it's a different ball game. But we'll get back to that. But you're not going to sit here and tell me that your friends or best friends with my man and y'all have had some kind of relationship. It's just not going to work for me. Because in my mind, every time you call and text his phone, you try and see what's up with him or what's going on in our life, you know, so you can sliver your way back in some kind of way, because you see that he tried to be treating me better than he's treating you or treated you in the past. Or, you know, it just, because it can cause a lot of jealousy. I feel like I'm a very secure woman. I'm secure with myself. But I just still feel like some things are inappropriate. There's no way I would be okay with my man having, you know, a friendship with any of his exes. Because I feel like, you know, it's not going to work for me. It's just not going to work for me. Because I'm just going to think about the things that he do to me in the bedroom. He probably did that to you, too. You know what I mean? Like, no. Because I have a wild imagination. And, baby, I might wake up from a dream and slap my husband right in the face. Bat!
Let me ask you this.
Friendship.
Do you believe that current girlfriends could be friends with the ex-girlfriend of their spouse, of their current, like their current lover?
Now, see, that's a whole nother story. Because, I'm sorry, J. Will, I don't know if you want to answer that, but I feel like...
No, I want you to answer that.
Even you gotta be careful, but even with that, you have to be careful with that because y'all laugh. So I tried to. One of my friends was dating someone new, and he wanted us to kind of connect, you know, because we were Harris knows who I'm talking about. He wanted us to kind of connect because we actually are the same sign or whatever. But I did try to be the person's friend. I don't know. You did say exes.
Yeah.
I guess I just kind of spilled some tea that I just didn't want nobody to
know. Yeah, because I'm sitting here trying to figure out some shit. I'm over this motherfucker trying to figure out some stuff. Like now, I'm sitting here calculating in my head. Like, wait a minute. So I'm trying to figure out who you talking about. But
you'll
okay.
Figure, you'll figure it
okay.
out.
Okay. I think I know who it is. But go ahead. Amen.
So you know, I try to be friends with, but it just wasn't necessarily working because I didn't like the friend. The new person.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like the new person. But it wasn't that I thought the new person was bad. Shut up, Harris. Let me talk. I wasn't that the new person was bad. It was just the personality of the new person. The personality, and I felt like it wasn't gonna last because there was a lot of clashes going on.
Mm-hmm. Just wasn't clicking.
But you gotta, huh?
I was saying y'all just didn't click.
Yeah, I mean, he was a nice person, but it just, it wasn't me. It was already a tumultuous relationship, and it just wasn't. It was headed down a path of destruction.
Gotcha.
Paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Lord.
I was acquaintances with an ex. I can't say that we were necessarily friends, but I mean we were strong acquaintances. But you know, I was like, you know, just because I peeped the conversation that I wasn't feeling, I had ended the acquaintance. And I told the current, like, you know, if I'm ending the acquaintance and so is you, because if another conversation like this come across, I got frequent flyer miles.
Okay.
It's what it is. Like, you know, and I travel deep. So, you know, let me do this real quick. Cause I see we got a caller in on. I'm going to jump on this and jump this caller in real quick. So, caller, I see that you coming in. I'm not sure if you're listening in or if you want to chime in, but, you know, I'll go ahead and chime in. Let us know, you know, where you're calling from and what's your thoughts on tonight's topic. Can you be friends with your ex-lovers and what boundaries are needed for that to be successful?
Well, hello, everyone. This is Demetrius calling from Ocean City, Maryland.
Welcome.
Hey, Demetrius.
Hello.
Yes, it is possible to be friends with your ex or exes. I am friends with three of them. We talk to each other a lot. Two of them are about to get married, and I'll be going to their wedding. And it's just because we ended on good terms. So that's how we're able to be good friends.
Okay.
I have a question.
I think that's respectful to me, is that they ended on good terms. And I think that might make it a little bit different. But go ahead with your question. I want to see if we can ask the same question.
Okay. So your friend, one of your exes is marrying someone else, right?
Correct.
Okay. How do you feel about that? How does that make you feel? Because your ex is not committing. Well, I mean, they're your ex, but they didn't want to commit to you. How does that make you feel that they're committing to someone else?
I feel good about it. I have no negativity towards them because we ended back in 2012. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I have no...
We don't end on good terms?
And we ended up on good terms and...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're cool.
Have you both moved on?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm single now.
More power to you. You are good.
All the single ladies.
Yeah, recently single. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Okay. Okay.
Just I'm keeping it real. That's me. Being honest.
So let me ask this: If there wasn't, let's say you ended and it was still some feelings there, do you think you would feel a different type of way that they're getting married, or do you feel like you're one of people that can say, you know what, at least you found your happiness, so I support your happiness?
I feel like I support their happiness.
Gotcha.
Like, I'm glad they found love. I'm glad that they get married and they're going to build a family.
Does the fiance know that y'all were exes?
Yes.
Okay.
And are you genuinely happy for your ex? You could be real life on the show. Are you genuinely happy? Like,
I am genuinely happy. I'm excited.
Is that because
to be there? To be a, I'll be going by myself, but I'm glad to be in a number to go
no,
and attend the wedding.
Because I'm gonna go with you. So
you want me to go with you? I'll go with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't stand up and say I object. I can pull you down real quick.
I know. Don't do no Dwayne Wayne.
Okay.
Right? I object. You love me, baby. You love me.
Oh, Lord. Y'all are funny.
No.
But I must say, side note, I told my brother this, Apostle Harris, that I love y'all. Like, y'all encourage me every time I do a show. I'm not going to cry. But y'all encourage me a lot. Praise the Lord.
That's sweet. See, that's why I love these brothers.
I can't help it. I am churchy.
No, they are some good brothers. I get it. I feel you. I felt that with my whole heart.
Yeah, we try. We really want to promote a healthy. I think with these relating now. I know he's saying homie, lover, friend, but you have to understand that these relationships have to be healthy. Some relationships with exes were very unhealthy. Some people can't stand their ex to this day. If they saw their ex walking down the street, they probably try to run them over with their car. They probably shoot them in their pinky toe if they had to. I mean, it's just there are some people who have a tumultuous relationship, unhealthy.
That is
some
true.
Of it was unhealthy when they were dating. You know, so to say, I think for some people to say they can be friends with their ex is great. But I also understand Jay Wills, like, I get it. Like, there are some things you don't want to you want to know about your partner because those things are very intimate to you. And there are certain things that you want to have for yourself. Even though we know people have dated other people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I get it. So I don't knock it. But I also say, okay, listen, baby, you know, at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just not that mature yet. I'm not that mature and grown up yet. I'm still very childish. I'm still very petty. And I just have a hard time with it. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to what everybody's saying and y'all thoughts and opinions, and I'm trying to put myself in certain shoes and situations, but I can't. Like, if I may, real quick, I have a little personal experience with something, but it's a little different, though, because it's baby mom, baby dad. But to make a long story short, I remember... You know, at one point, me and my kid's father, first baby mom, we didn't get along. We bumped heads a lot. And it was because she kept trying to tell me that her and my man are best friends. Y'all are not best friends. Y'all are co-parents. That's what y'all are. Y'all was best friends when y'all made that baby together. I just can't get with it.
So maybe in her eyes, she considers him, you know, her best friend. Like if there are those type of relationships that you have that you just can't. I cannot be your boo, but I can be your best friend.
Yeah, he never told me that. He never told me that y'all were best friends.
Okay, now that's
me that y'all just.
Yeah.
You know,
so
that,
I feel like you know, she was saying things. She would say things to spite me. You know what I mean? Because I'd have, like, you know how it is. Like, put the shoe on the other foot if you were my man and I had a child with another man.
and this dude come over here acting like he's here for his kids, but the whole time he in my face, come on, yeah, we best friends. You're not trying to hear that. You're like, man, listen, get out of here. Take your kids with you. Because there's no reason for us to be best friends.
Do you and the child get along?
Oh, that's my baby. Absolutely. Always been my baby. I don't even call her stepdaughter. That's my daughter, too.
Right.
Because I, no matter how I felt about the situation, I wasn't always happy about the situation at hand, but that child didn't have nothing to do with nothing, so I had no choice. It's a child. Who don't love a child? You know what I mean? That's just weird to me.
Right.
So, of course, I love that. Mm-hmm.
I work for them every day with some kids I can't stand.
So I think when children are involved, especially with exes, I think that there should be some type of cordiality. I just made that word up. Some sense of being cordial to one another, because it does affect the child. It does affect, children are going through. Because, as a teacher, I've heard all the time. I heard a case today where, I heard a case where one of my students shared with me, some animosity between the parents. And it's disheartening that when the parents can't get along, and I hate when the one parent starts dating, one parent gets married, then there's animosity with the other parent.
Yeah.
You can't go to your father's house because that woman going to be there.
Yeah.
You can't go to your mother's house because that man going to be there. Like, no. Like, y'all not together. Let that child go and do what they be with that other parent. And I can honestly say that didn't happen in my own family. My mother was not like that. Thank God my mother was not like that. But I had always had a sense that though there was some tumultuous things going on, my mother wasn't like that, and I thank God for that. But there are some women who are just, no, you ain't going over there because I don't like your daddy girlfriend, or I don't like your dad's new wife, but y'all not together. Like,
just being upset and petty for no reason.
Yeah, like, and I don't like that because you harm it. You do more harm to the child than you do to the situation. Just let it go. In the words of Elsa, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Words. That's real, because I've seen it with my own eyes, and it's definitely took a long time coming to where we at now. We're still not in a perfect place, but I see the damage that is definitely done in the relationships, as far as father and daughter and stuff like that, and, stepmom and all that kind of stuff. And it just took for her to, grow up and become an adult to really see things for what it was. But I do, as a woman now, being almost 40, I can definitely take my blame and say I wasn't always the best in that situation. But as a woman, how much disrespect can you take? But, of course, I'm not going to tell the child that, your mom was this, your mom was that, I'm just not doing that, But us not getting along definitely made situations hard for the child. And it's real. People out here don't think that it's, that it can affect their children. But it really can, because every child needs their dad.
Right.
And her mom, but
right.
We went left a little bit.
No, I think this goes along with the whole homie lover friends, because parents break up, move on, and become exes and have children, and the children are caught in the middle of choosing what parent to be with. Thank God my parents, my dad and my stepmom are older. So, when they separated, I was in my 40s. It wasn't okay, let's pick and choose. Maybe for my younger siblings, yes, but even with that, they were old enough to know. And I think it's very telling, like, but my parents weren't like this bickering. They weren't bickering with each other. They didn't try to turn the other against each other, us against them. Because I wasn't going for it. I'm almost 40. I'm definitely not going for it. Like, listen, y'all older, that's between y'all. Whatever happened between y'all, they ain't got nothing to do with me. But I do think that we do have to include parentals in this, because parentals, at some point, they were a couple, they broke up. Now they got to at least be cordial to one another for the sake of the children. Like, I don't think that...
I love your old country voice, y'all. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I love it.
I can't help it.
Country self. Oh, y'all.
I tried to get rid of it. It's just not going nowhere. I realize that.
It don't need to go nowhere. That is like the most sexiest thing in the world. Ooh, don't let it go
sexy.
Nowhere.
My
Lord.
That's sexy. I'm single. If anybody listening, I'm single.
All right.
And if you like
single
my
and ready to mingle.
Single and ready to mingle. I'm not trying to be nobody.
And he got
so.
Money.
Oh, no. I ain't got no money, though. Hold on, Jay Will. Calm down, honey. Ain't no money over here. Ain't no sugar daddies on over here. If you looking for a sugar daddy, I got Splenda, okay? I got Splenda money.
Not Splenda.
Splenda, we got
Equal.
Splenda.
Well, now wait a minute, because Splenda costs more than sugar these days.
He got money.
Money. Don't be pumping them people head up. I'll be getting these weird things and inboxes come out.
Y'all go to the movie. He gonna buy the popcorn, baby. That popcorn $6.
I know we gonna split that popcorn.
That's an old pimp move right there. They're gonna split the popcorn because
right.
he wants their hands to intertwine in the butter.
Y'all are something
horrible.
That's an old pimp move right there.
I can say in Salisbury.
Oh my god.
So this has been enlightening to me. I've enjoyed. Jay Wills, you got to join us more often. We need to for March. We need to do Women's Month. We need to do stuff for women. Jay, we got to have you back. We got to have you back for the month of March. We need a woman.
Hey, that's my birthday month. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll be 40 this year, y'all.
Woo! 40.
Big 40.
Day over 25.
With the way those puppies was popping in that picture.
I said, just imagine how them things going to look when I get old. Oh my goodness. My friend Montrell said I got African woman titties.
What does that mean? I have to ask that question. What does that mean?
African woman titties, big long titties, honey.
Oh God. Any of
just
my viewers listening, she was not coming for your parents. Right.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say, y'all sure y'all want me to come back and co-host this podcast, baby? We're going to turn this thing rated X because I am too much for them.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
well,
they're
going to
kick us off the air.
They're
going to
kick us off the air.
Freedom of speech.
I know that's right. Let's get back to the topic. I have a question
uh-huh.
for y'all. Do y'all think when it comes to friends, exes being friends, do you feel like it's a double standard when it comes to sexuality? Man on man, woman on woman? Do you think there are any double standards when it comes to that?
Not from my angle of it, no. I think that personally, I feel like I feel like to me it may be more issues in a, I would say, in the LGBTQ relationship than it would be in a straight relationship, because let's just be real, like, it's a lifestyle where a lot of people are messy as it is. And not just messy, but vindictive and catty.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they would, I think to me, it's a thing where, you know, you would get more people trying to ruin than you, then, you know, in that environment than you would in a heterosexual environment, because it just comes with the environment. Like, it's just a lot of petty, catty people.
Just because they're your ex, someone ex, and then they start dating someone that maybe you are acquaintance with or someone you know, then it becomes the dramatic touch of, oh, that's your ex, or it's like this thing, oh my God, I used to hate this. It's like this thing of, look, I got him now. Look what I got.
Like you got a prize or something.
Right. But obviously it didn't work for us because there was some things wrong. So you got a prize, all right.
Okay.
Another man's junk is another one person's junk is another
treasure.
Person's treasure. And though they may be a same on my junk, they may be your treasure. But with that treasure, it's some junk in there. It's some cubic zirconia in there somewhere.
It's from Ruby. It's from Ruby.
Listen, Ruby is a very fine jewel.
It is.
Only saying that because it's my
birthstone.
It definitely is.
I know.
It's my birthstone, but I'm just saying it's a very fine jewel.
I think what you're saying is important, because I feel like there is a double standard with it being frowned upon in one, the LGBTQ plus, but I also feel like it's stereotyped among heterosexuals, because it's stereotyped because it's that whole black woman angry. Like I was talking about earlier, you know, when the two parents get married or one parent starts dating, the other one doesn't. I think it's stereotypical as well. I think it's a double standard, but I also think it's stereotypical. Like when you watch a TV, like I felt like when you watch like TV shows, it always depicts this bitter balance with one ex over the other ex, and it's always geared toward the woman being better, but the man is okay.
But let's be real. Like, there's a lot of bitter women out there. Like, you know, no disrespect. Just growing up, me growing up and just dealing with a parent who, you know, my dad was an idiot. I won't say he was an idiot, but you know, my dad did his thing. And you know, when it didn't work with him and my mom, he did end up getting married to somebody else, and just being in that environment of a mom who just was like, you know, like there were times that I wanted to be around my dad that I just could not be. And I felt like a lot of it dealt with the fact that my dad had, you know, ended up getting married. And that's how I felt for years. I don't know. Like to me, sometimes it could be an issue. Because they're like Jay Will said earlier, you know, there are some parents, I think it was Maurice that said it actually, that there are some parents who would say, you know, you can't associate with your father or your siblings. Like, you know, believe it or not, like, you know, like now just talking about it, you know, like I literally just got a relationship with my siblings, with all of my siblings. Well, I won't say all of them, 'cause there's still a couple of heathens that, but you know, I just got a relationship with my oldest sister. Just because, you know, my family, the cousins, none of us knew each other. And here it is, we're all from product of my grandmother, but none of us knew each other. And so it was like, ooh, you know, let's have a cousin's day. But from that cousin's day, developed a great relationship now between myself and my older sister and my other sisters and the older sister, even though they knew each other. But, you know, at least they knew of each other because, their, you know, their parent was like,
awesome.
Yeah, like their mom was like, you know, that's your sibling. You need to know who your siblings are. Now,
yeah.
You know, me being, you know, bougie Bonton, if I ain't grow up with you, I don't even know nothing.
And what? I feel that bougie Bonton. I feel that because I've experienced that with my own children, and it's like now I wish these kids would have grew up together because you can tell when that bond just ain't there between mm-hmm. you know step siblings or whatever. And I try to get my children to look at it as if that is not your stepsister. That is your sister. That's your dad's child. Y'all got the same blood. So she's not your stepsister, you know. And when my kid's getting older now, especially my oldest, she's 16. So now she got a lot of questions, and she's asking questions. She didn't understand that her big sister was not my child. In her mind, me and her dad been together from the beginning of time, but I had to explain to her, you know, that's not the case. You know, we had relationships before we had each other. And it's a sad thing because they're getting older and they're just trying to build a connection when that connection should have already been there. But if it wasn't for us adults being petty to each other, because we were young, you know what I mean? And I guess this is what I like to say to people. You know, as we get older, we start to realize that nobody's perfect and shit happens, you know what I mean? And to me, it's not about what you've done in your past. It's about how you redeem yourself. And I'm a strong believer in that. It's about how you come back from whatever you feel like you've done wrong. And like I said, I feel like I've done wrong in the fact that, you know, me and that child's mom just simply did not get along. But there's ways that I wish I could have handled things differently. But I was 19, 20, 21 years old. I wasn't thinking, you know, the way I'm thinking now at almost 40. But it does really, it shows up when you become a grown adult. Because we think we grown at 21, 22 because we got our own car, own crib. But your mind is not that grown. You're still doing and saying dumb things, not realizing that it can affect people, relationships, the way people parent. Because I don't feel like me and his baby mom made it easy on him to be a parent to his daughter. Because all we did was bicker with each other, you know. So shout out to my baby mom and my baby, because she's my baby mom now.
Shout out to your
baby.
She's my baby mom.
Yeah, she's my baby mama now. I told him that's our baby mom. That ain't just your baby mom. She won't be your best friend. She's our baby mom. We all best friends. How about that?
I love it.
That's how it should have been. We all should have been best friends. That's
absolutely.
Why I was just okay with that.
Don't know what I never do. Oh.
All right.
I know I just had a mouthful. I'm sorry, y'all.
I love it. I think this has been a very interesting show tonight. Hold up. Oh, I see another call in. I'm sorry for caller for having you on so long. But caller, you on, and we thank you for holding it. I do apologize for keeping you on hold so long. Tell us who you are and what you think. Hello? Now, y'all know I call
your
phone
number. I was Gracie. I think the caller just wanted to listen in.
Okay, my bad. Just click your link next time, baby. Just click the link. I apologize. You know, if you click the listening link, you won't be on the caller line, but we love you.
Oh, shoot. I was just assuming because I don't hear nobody on there.
I ain't hear nobody either. I was trying not to call the number out because y'all know if I don't know a number, I'm sitting here trying to put it in my phone to see if it's one of my people.
I cannot.
I just want y'all to know that our listener line, our call in line as guest line does have caller ID. I will look your number up to see if you're in my system. But if you're on our Facebook page, definitely feel free before we end the show tonight to say, hey, I'm on hold, just so that we know if you're on hold and you are actually trying to get in or if you were just listening in. But okay, I respect y'all. I don't want nobody to say y'all see me on the caller line trying to give
and
my 3 cents and y'all didn't even let me come on the show or on the air. So I respect all people. Praise the Lord.
Now, which number is it?
So the caller line. Oh, what number is on hold?
What number called and hung up? Well, don't say the whole number. What
they didn't hang up.
Word?
They just—it's the last number that's on the switchboard, Maurice. The 302 number. Yeah.
We'll praise them.
All right. So.
I want to make no decisions. Not the 302. What's the other digits after 302? Come on, give it to me. I know y'all got it.
302-277. We're going to keep it at those two. Or that's those six digits.
Okay. That's my fault. I know who that is.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. My bad, caller. Thanks for, listening. Thank you for listening in. We thank you. I just realized you was sitting there for about 15 minutes. So I was like, hey, let me see if you wanted to say something. But,
That's my sister. That's my fault. I had texted like, yo, call in so you can listen in, but I ain't gonna like, yo, they gonna pick up the phone.
Okay. See, she tried to set you up, baby. She tried to set you up.
Oh my god. She would have had us on here bagging up if she decided to get on.
If she would have said something, we would have been all good to go, but. If she's just listening, we're going to let her listen on in. But we thank you for tuning in to tonight's show. I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself. Once again, our show, once we get off the air, it definitely airs on to Apple Podcasts on tomorrow. It will also be on iHeartRadio Podcast. You can look it up by the brothers. Jay Wills will definitely be back on at another show. I'm definitely going to look to see which show. We're going to bring her back in. We also got to get Demetrius in, co-host the show. And we definitely have a lot of shows. I don't know which direction we heading to next week, Maurice. You figured it out yet?
Next week is my week.
Next week is your week.
If I got to look at that, bear with me.
Once we figure it out, we'll definitely have it posted on our Facebook page. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at The Brothers Podcast, The Brothers Podcast. If you're on your Blog Talk Radio, you can do so at blogtalkradio.com/ The Brothers. Like I said, we definitely got some things jumping off. We got some sponsorship that's about to take place, and the sponsors that we got coming on board are donating different items. So we are excited that they're going to donate some items for us to give away. As a listener call-in giveaway, so caller number 5, caller number 10, whatever way we want to flow with it. Just know that this is not Power 99. We are not WDAS. If you call in on this show and you are not caller number 5, we will tell you live on the air, thanks for calling, but you ain't it. I kind of find it more interesting and better much. It sounds like a good deal to me. But listen, I'm not counting the 5. I'm just going to go down the list and be like, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling number 1. What's your name? Thanks for listening, but you ain't it. It is what it is. I can't be mad about that.
Right.
But, this year we're a little different. Don't forget we're every Tuesday night now. Did I say every Tuesday? Every Tuesday night now.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday night now. And we're live at 7:30. We try to kick it to about 9:30 if we can, or 9 o'clock if we can. We enjoy ourselves. We enjoy listening to your thoughts. And how you feel about the topic. We enjoy having you listen to our subjects and our thoughts. We might not be, some of these other people, but we simply are the brothers. We love each and every one of you. And so on behalf of Javon Bertrand, who couldn't be on tonight, from the Philadelphia area on behalf of Maurice Stevenson, live from Baltimore, on behalf of our guest co-host tonight, Jay Wills, all the way from Wilmington by way of Middletown, and on behalf of myself, Andre Harris, we are excited to have you. We thank you for listening, and we hope that you tune in next week. If you got anything from this, comment, like, subscribe, jump on our Facebook, kick off our Instagram, jump to Blog Talk Radio, but whatever you do, never stop being yourself and never stop being real. Listen, we'll see you guys next week. Y'all have a blessed day.
See you next week. Have a good one.
All right.